For l'exemple, P est l'axe des urgent care. Today's date is 01-13-2022. Dictation is for Miss Gary Wright. Wright spells W-R-I-G-H-T. Gary spells G-A-L-R-I. Date of birth is 02-23-1967. A 54-year-old female here. For routine follow-up period. Next paragraph. Patient has a history of hypertension, hypothyroidism, anxiety, chronic pain. Is there for follow-up for these conditions and medication refill? She states that since her last visit, she has had no need to seek medical, psychological, surgical, or emergency care. Next paragraph. Review of system. Patient reports painful rash in the palm of her hands. Says she has a history of psoriasis and the symptoms are similar, but only that now it's her hands are cracked. And extremely painful. She says she cannot wash her dishes or she has problem taking showers, period. She has to wear a glove to prevent the water from getting onto it. Patient states that she has an appointment to see the dermatologist on the 5th of February. In the meantime, she's requesting a cream of some sort to put on her hand that will help alleviate the pain, period. Next paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history, medication analogies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam, she's alert-oriented. In the mild distress, vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is. ...100% of room air, blood pressure is 132 of 86, pulse 88, respiration 18, temperature 97.6, period. Next paragraph. Left hand, volar surface, scaly, macule with fissures, no discharge or bleeding, no migrating erythema, sight is hot to touch. No fluctuance. She has full range of motion of her digits with mild to moderate discomfort. Neurovascularly intact. Next paragraph. H-E-N-T normal. Next paragraph. Neck full range of motion. No rigidity. No meningeal signs. Period. Next paragraph. Respiratory. Good inspiratory and expiratory effort. No adventitious sounds. No use of accessory muscles. No respiratory distress. Period. Next paragraph. Cardiac regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs. No peripheral edema or cyanosis. Period. Next paragraph. Abdomen undistended, no guarding, no visible peristalsis, period. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bulli. Lesion is present as described on our volar surface on our left hand, described above, period. Otherwise, other extremities are normal, period. Next paragraph. Neuro alert oriented times 3, cranial nerves 2 to 10 is normal. Motor and sensory functions at normal. Mood and effect are normal. Period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is hypertension. Number 2, hypothyroidism. Number 3, anxiety. Number 4, chronic pain. Number 5, medication refill. Number 6, psoriasis. Period. Next paragraph. Today, labs were drawn as follows: CBC, CMP, lipid profile, A1C, vitamin D, TSH, T3, T4. Our medication were refilled as follows: Seroquel, 100 milligrams, should take 1 POQHS, number 90. Next medication, Centroid, 50 micrograms, 1 PO daily for 90 days, number 90. Next medication, Robaxin, 750 milligrams, 1 PO BID for 90 days, number 180. Next medication, Clonopin, 0.5 milligrams, 1 PO BID for 90 days, number 180. Next paragraph, Dabucane cream. To apply on our hand to help with pain. Next medication. Clobetasol. A little bit of salt, CLOBETASOL, topical, 0.05%. She will apply twice daily for 14 days. Patient was advised to mix the Debucaine and the clobetasol and apply to her hands. The Debucaine will be beneficial to her for its anesthetic properties and the clobetasol for the inflammation. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has non-endocrine patient.